Jay, the Donegal Sports Star of the Year awards get a huge crowd every year, all sorts of sports. You've been here as a winner previously, so you know just how big an occasion this is.
Yeah, I was informed today it was 1992, which I don't really do the maths on that because it's too long to remember. But no, I mean, it's a special awards. Chatting to the guys on the way in there, they said there's 500 people here, at the awards, and they had to cut that back, they said, because more people wanted tickets, So it just shows you what sport is like in the county and how much it means to so many different people. And I always think with these awards, it's always like the volunteers, the coaches, the parents, the people who, get no thanks, they don't get any money. They just dedicate their time to building a team or the little town or the little village in the county and getting the best out of a group of men, women, girls or boys or whatever it is. But pushing them in training and pushing them at games and it's nice like this. Everyone get dressed up and have a good night. But as well, I think it's a good night to thank everyone for sort of the hard work and dedication they put in.
Yeah, and you never know who's going to come through and make it in sport. I'm of a generation that I was at Oriel Park when you were in the FAI Junior
Oh
Cup
yeah, good
semi-final.
memory.
Neilstown, was it
Stone
Neilstown?
Rangers, I think.
And that day I was trying to do a report. I say trying to do a report for Highland Radio. I think it was Mother's Day and could not get through on the
Right.
phone. And these were when mobile phones were just starting. And the match report of your afternoon, and you had some heroic saves that day. It was quite a game. I ended up doing it in a phone box, a public phone box in Clontibret on the way home because I
Oh,
couldn't get through. And
brilliant.
I've always remembered that. Great to see your dad here this evening. So I saw you then, and I think there were people from Celtic maybe over that day that there
Yeah, I
was,
think there's
yeah.
a few Scots at the time watching, and I was only 15, obviously playing in the Lifford Celtic senior team, and I think it was over 350 clubs in the FA Junior Cup, and I think that was it was such a big thing for us to get that far, So what's that 30 years ago now? So it's crazy, isn't it? So but no, it's great memories, and for me it was a great experience as well because I was playing in men's teams, and to be fair, the boys from Lifford, they looked after me and they protected me. I was a young keeper and. Great memories from that team as well, and the whole town at the time actually was out following Lifford Celtic and driving up to do the semi final, and obviously we lost 1-0 that day. It was a bit unlucky, I think, but great run we went on.
And when you look back now, I mean, that was a really important part of your whole career.
Yeah, I mean the whole way through. I mean not just soccer, but Gaelic football was an important part as well, and again, playing for Lifford in the Gaelic as well and the soccer, and I think got to about 14 or 15. My dad said you have to. Decide which one you want to go, So I'm sure there's lots of kids in Donegal and have the same decision to make, But for me, I chose obviously football and soccer, and it was, I just felt there was a pathway there in life as much as sport, and obviously I had to dedicate myself and work hard and everything I did, but I have no regrets, yeah, it's been good.
And finally, Shay, just when you look at youngsters going over to Britain now and trying to break into a team over there, and you compare when you went over, I mean, nowadays we've got dietitians, strength and conditioning coaches, there's no end of support. It's a different world than when you went over at the beginning.
Yeah, it's changed a lot, like a lot, for the better, you would say, sports science, as you say, recovery, nutrition, everything, skin folds, the fat body percentage, urine samples, blood tests, there's nothing, no stone left unturned, so that's peak fitness. And obviously the budgets are big at the Premier League clubs, they can, spend that money, and it's more difficult, I suppose, in parts of Donegal, for example, they wouldn't have the budget to do that, but when you're at the pinnacle, and maybe even young kids in Donegal growing up think that, they have to watch what they eat, sometimes it's not, I don't want to eat chips or whatever, I need to have, better stuff, because that's, it's easy to get stuff online now to look what's, what you should be eating, what you shouldn't be eating, and that's very important as well for any young athlete, so I'm sure the kids nowadays, and even, I remember with Jim McGuinness was the Donegal manager, the nutrition and the fitness levels that team was at was unbelievable, so I think the game's moved on even at the Gaelic level here in Ireland as well.
And just one other question, just in terms of the League of Ireland, and obviously people would love to see Irish clubs making that breakthrough in European competition. I mean, where do you see the League of Ireland going, and how do you think it
Yeah.
should be best developed?
Well, it's difficult because I don't see enough of it, if I'm being honest, but some people have thought it's still lacking behind, and obviously. you know, even in probably League One, League Two, and in England, you know. So I don't know how you fix that, because I know a lot of Irish people have season tickets, or Man United or Liverpool or Man City or whoever club you follow, you know. So because it's such a close proximity, and never cross on the flight, isn't it, to the big Premier League game, you know. So I suppose you always go back to grassroots and investment from, I suppose, the FEI. That's the only way through it. And the likes of the Evan Fergusons, they've come through the system, you know, and you like to think that the more money is sort of ploughed into that sort of level, that you would get the return long term. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, but I think if you look at the successful nations in the past, I mean, Croatia's probably the really good example for everyone, that what they've done in the last couple of World Cups, you know, similar population to Ireland, and you think, well, they haven't got Gaelic football, but they've got ice hockey, they've got basketball, they've got all these other sports, so we shouldn't use that as an excuse. So if people like that can do it, then, you know, why can't we? It just comes down probably to finances again. You know, can we, you know, support the grassroots people and get a real injection of cash into that level, and you'll, you know, reap the rewards in years to come.